NATO STANAG 6001, Level 3, Listening Task 2, Questions 1 through 10. Listen to the briefing on a military exercise. Answer the questions, keeping your answers as short as possible. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look at the questions for Task 2. Now listen to the example. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to brief you on Exercise Hot Ground conducted in Sarıkamış in Turkey. Exercise Hot Ground is NATO's annual live firing exercise to train its immediate reaction forces for the full spectrum of operations. The correct answer is annually. Now listen to the recording. Answer the questions, keeping your answers as short as possible. You will hear the recording twice. Listening Task 2, Reading 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to brief you on Exercise Hot Ground conducted in Sarıkamış in Turkey. Exercise Hot Ground is NATO's annual live firing exercise to train its immediate reaction forces for the full spectrum of operations. Initial elements of this force can mobilize within 72 hours, with the remaining force, equipment, and supplies capable of deployment in 13 days. The Hot Ground military exercise, planned by SHAPE, was held near the southeastern town of Sarıkamış in Turkey. Units from 7 allied nations arrived in the area for the exercise, which was commanded by NATO's Southeast Europe Allied Land Forces headquarters. The aim of this exercise was to coordinate strategy in order to handle any crises on NATO's southern wing. 7 artillery batteries, 5 mortar platoons, fixed-wing aircraft, and helicopters, plus associated supporting elements, took part in Exercise Hot Ground. The exercise focused on testing the ability of the Allied artillery and mortar sections to fight alongside each other as part of NATO's mobile force. The German role included participation by 62 airmen supporting the airdrop mission. On the first day of the exercise, air crews from the German 37th Airlift Squadron flew 6 C-130 Hercules aircraft from Aviano Air Base. The transport planes headed for Turkish skies, where they airdropped 100 paratroopers. The airdrop also included howitzers and 2 mortars. The soldiers were eager to exit the planes, but upon stepping out of the paratroop doors, they were surprised by the vicious wind gusts that carried them quickly across the drop zone and plonked them in the mud. The Italy-based paratroopers were very surprised how cold the training area was. Temperatures hovered around 4 degrees Celsius. And daily rainstorms combined with quicksand-like mud to create a very challenging training environment. The participants also had to learn how to operate under a headquarters made up of soldiers from 7 different countries who were speaking 5 languages. The artillerymen and mortarmen spent their first days learning how to operate in a multinational environment. The biggest challenge was to adapt their call for fire and air assault procedures. The exercise was especially challenging for the paratroopers. Not many of them had more than a year in the mortar platoon. Most of them had barely been in the army a year. But the exercise proved that they could come together as a team to hold their own against soldiers from other NATO countries. The exercise improved the artillery capability of NATO's light mobile land forces. Hot ground gave a strong signal of NATO's resolve and solidarity as the contributing nations worked together in a multinational, integrated force with common procedures and shared logistics support. This is the end of the recording. You now have 30 seconds to complete your answers. Listening task 2, reading 2. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to brief you on exercise Hot Ground conducted in Sarıkamış in Turkey. Exercise Hot Ground is NATO's annual live firing exercise to train its immediate reaction forces for the full spectrum of operations. Initial elements of this force can mobilize within 72 hours, with the remaining force, equipment, and supplies capable of deployment in 13 days. The Hot Ground military exercise, planned by SHAPE, was held near the southeastern town of Sarıkamış in Turkey. Units from 7 allied nations arrived in the area for the exercise, which was commanded by NATO's Southeast Europe Allied Land Forces headquarters. The aim of this exercise was to coordinate strategy in order to handle any crises on NATO's southern wing. 7 artillery batteries, 5 mortar platoons, fixed-wing aircraft, and helicopters, plus associated supporting elements, took part in Exercise Hot Ground. The exercise focused on testing the ability of the Allied artillery and mortar sections to fight alongside each other as part of NATO's mobile force. The German role included participation by 62 airmen supporting the airdrop mission. On the first day of the exercise, air crews from the German 37th Airlift Squadron flew 6 C-130 Hercules aircraft from Aviano Air Base. The transport planes headed for Turkish skies, where they airdropped 100 paratroopers. The airdrop also included howitzers and 2 mortars. The soldiers were eager to exit the planes, but upon stepping out of the paratroop doors, they were surprised by the vicious wind gusts that carried them quickly across the drop zone and plonked them in the mud. The Italy-based paratroopers were very surprised how cold the training area was. Temperatures hovered around 4 degrees Celsius. And daily rainstorms combined with quicksand-like mud to create a very challenging training environment. The participants also had to learn how to operate under a headquarters made up of soldiers from 7 different countries who were speaking 5 languages. The artillerymen and mortarmen spent their first days learning how to operate in a multinational environment. The biggest challenge was to adapt their call for fire and air assault procedures. The exercise was especially challenging for the paratroopers. Not many of them had more than a year in the mortar platoon. Most of them had barely been in the army a year. But the exercise proved that they could come together as a team to hold their own against soldiers from other NATO countries. The exercise improved the artillery capability of NATO's light mobile land forces. Hot Ground gave a strong signal of NATO's resolve and solidarity as the contributing nations worked together in a multinational, integrated force with common procedures and shared logistics support. This is the end of Task 2. Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers.